At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Here's what's going on for a Monday. It's the 17th day of August for 2020. Well, Sutter Creek police are asking for the public's assistance with an assault case. Sunday afternoon around 12:45, Sutter Creek PD was dispatched to the area of Sutter Hill and Ridge Road near the car wash regarding the report of a shooting. When they arrived, officers encountered a seriously injured Mariposa County man. Because of his injuries, he was transported via air ambulance to a Sacramento area trauma center. The victim of the assault is expected to survive. Sutter Creek PD was assisted on scene by the Amador County Sheriff's Department, as well as investigators from the Amador County DA's office and officers from the Jackson Police Department. If anyone has information about this assault or witnessed anything that might be related, please call Acting Sergeant Matt Brewer at 267-5646. You can also provide anonymous information related to the case by calling the Amador Secret Witness at 223-4900. Well, the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for the foothills and valleys from noon today through Thursday. Dangerously hot conditions will occur during the afternoon and early evening hours each day. High temperatures of up to 115 could be expected in the Motherlode and the valley, with little to no relief, with low temperatures ranging from the upper 60s to the upper 70s. Now, temperatures of 100 or more will continue, which means that heat-related death and illnesses are preventable. Remember, now more than 600 people in the United States are killed by extreme heat every year. The warning signs of heat illness include heavy sweating, cramps, headache, nausea or vomiting, tiredness, weakness, dizziness, and fainting. During this heat wave, be sure to drink plenty of water. Provide plenty of water for pets. Stay cool. Stay indoors. Wear light clothing and sunscreen when outdoors. Plan outdoor activities for the cooler parts of the day. Pace yourself. Stay in touch with your family, friends, and neighbors daily. And for those with health conditions and the elderly, check in more often. Common sense measures can prevent the possibility of heat-related illness. And remember that heart disease, poor circulation, sunburn, and drugs and alcohol can make it harder for the body to stay cool in hot weather. Calaveras County continues cooling centers throughout Thursday. They will be set up daily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Jenny Lind Elementary School, at Mark Twain Elementary School, Copperopolis Elementary, and San Andreas Library. Now, there was a cooling center here in Amador County set up on Saturday and Sunday at Ion Fire Station Number 2. We're trying to get a hold of Fire Chief Mackey to see if they will be doing that again today. Well, with triple-digit temperatures projected to last over the next several days, officials warn, as you heard on ABC News, that rolling blackouts are possible in the event of an energy shortage. Blackouts would likely last 1 to 2 hours. In light of the situation, California's Office of Emergency Services is asking all Californians to limit energy usage, especially between 3 and 10 p.m. during this time. Now, you should set your thermostat no lower than 78 degrees. You should also postpone using major appliances between 3 and 10 p.m., such as washing machines, ovens, and dishwashers. Use natural light whenever possible, and unplug appliances like coffee makers, computer equipment, and microwaves. Well, Amador County data continues to show that our community is above the threshold established by the state for case rate and testing positivity. Now, being above these thresholds will likely place Amador County on the state data monitoring watch list when the state resumes watch list activity. Moving onto this list would mean additional sectors would be required to move their operations outside, including gyms, fitness centers, places of worship and cultural ceremonies, and personal care services like nail salons, waxing salons, hair salons, and barbershops. Shops that offer tattoos, piercing, and electrolysis are required to close in counties on the state watch list. To date, Amador County has a total of 210 confirmed cases, 39 current active cases. That actually is 10 cases less than reported on Friday evening. Total cases released from isolation to date, 160. And on Friday, Calaveras Public Health reported 13 new cases of COVID-19 in Calaveras County. The additional cases include 4 female and 2 males between 18 to 49, 3 males and 1 male between 50 and 64, and 2 females and 1 male over the age of 65. To date, Calaveras Public Health reports 174 confirmed cases. Of those cases, 150 have since recovered, while 23 remain active. And Amador and Calaveras counties will share in $2.3 million in Pacific Gas and Electric money being funneled into local communities to enhance wildfire safety this fire season. The monies will fund local fire safe councils and nonprofit organizations across 28 counties, including the Mother Lode. 3 projects are slated for Calaveras and 1 for Amador. Calaveras Foothill Fire Safety Council will receive $100,000, the Calaveras Resource Conservation District, $81,000, and the Calaveras Healthy Impact Product Solutions, or CHIPS, $100,000. The Amador Fire Safe Council will receive $100,000. The Amador project will focus on the road edge clearing to create safer and improved ingress and egress in the Buckhorn, East Jackson, Pioneer, Pine Grove, and Volcano areas. And delays will plague travelers on Jesus Maria Road starting this week and lasting for more than a month. Calaveras County Public Works Department has hired a company out of Sacramento for road rehabilitation work that begins today, runs through September 22nd. During that time, there will be temporary road closures and major, in quotes, major traffic delays on the road in various sections. The hours of operation, weekdays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. The first phase of work is scheduled to run today through September 8th. Take an alternate route if you can. And very quickly, due to staffing shortages, the Angels Camp Police Department business lobby will close today, tomorrow, and again on the 26th. The reduced hours apply to the business lobby only. An Angels Camp police officer will remain on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And again, welcome back, online teachers today in Amador and Calaveras County, and online school today in Amador and Calaveras counties. First day of school, back in session. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.